So, Josie, have you tried e-cigarettes?
No, I haven't because I don't have a beard. And I think this whole debate...
Hang on, do you you're in Wellington, you're studying international law, but you expect us to believe you're not driving a fixed-speed bike everywhere, you don't have a beard and a lumberjack shirt, and you're not listening to...
Yeah,
and I do not have large ear piercings either.
I don't know what you're going to say then. I do.
I think... I thought we'd reached peak hipster when I heard about a restaurant in London which serves only breakfast cereal.
I think that's awesome. I love that place.
Isn't that silly?
But then
vaping came along, and I think this whole issue, the thing you're missing here, Jack, is that it's the beards and the hipsters we want to outlaw, not the vaping. I mean, and when I say hipster, let me be clear what I mean. I mean unhealthy, pasty-looking white guys.
You want to outlaw me, is what you're saying.
No, you look quite healthy. You are a bit pasty.
You haven't seen him in his shorts. It was quite a shock when I arrived. I'm like, where's your suit? Shorts, hairy legs.
Yeah, it's not pretty. I don't know. I can't see how this is a bad thing. I mean, I agreed we don't have 50 years of research, but it's impossible to have 50 years of research. And even if, like me, you drop science in fifth form, just looking at the sheer basic mechanics of how these things work and that you're not sucking down tar, you don't have all those carcinogens, these have to be better than regular cigarettes.
Yes. However, I did chemistry almost to university, so I did a little bit of research into this. And there are certain things that it's the glycol particularly that you're ingesting into your lungs that they don't know exactly.
It's not great. I'm not saying you should go and do it. I'm just saying it's a better option.
But it is absolutely
better than cigarettes. It is better than cigarettes. Apparently it has glycol, penne and vegetable glycerine and soup flavouring, which is better than a cigarette.
Soup flavouring. Oh, it's just like kiwi dip or something, isn't it? That you could get kiwi dip flavoured vaping.
Oh, that's evil. I would have thought in New Zealand anything with food flavouring in is like, you know, an absolute no-no.
Yes.
And it should be, you know, it shouldn't be genetically modified or have any gluten in it. Do they have gluten in these?
Imagine gluten-free ones.
However, there is
an issue that 70 to 90% of vapors was done. This was in a study overseas, were dual users. So there is something, because the idea behind it is to reduce cigarette. So the thing is, people are actually doing both. This also has some cardiac issues, and also some kids have ingested the actual liquid nicotine.
That's really dangerous.
Yeah.
If the kids ingest the liquid, it's really bad. But the funny thing is, I mean, it's not funny.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's such a lolter. They haven't been legal, but they've been very attainable for years in New Zealand. If you just go to a dairy on K Road and say, hi, can I have one with nicotine?
But,
Thank you.
Oh, really? See,
I didn't realise.
I live off K Road, Josie.
That's where the hipsters are, don't you?
Yeah, that's it. I park my bike there, get my lumberjack shirt hanging out the window.
lots of ladies. The amount of cigarettes, the amount of vape that comes out of these things is just insane. Like, I'm glad you can't do it inside. Because I am the worst anti-smoker. Well, I'm the best anti-smoker. I hate smoking. He's my husband now, that's right. It's not been long.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I forced him to quit. Like, I hate it. So the fact that you can't do it inside is very pleasing to me. But it is astonishing how much they can release.
And there's clubs in London, apparently, where you can vape inside. And you have to vape through your nose and your mouth. And you make these patterns. And it's quite sort of competitive. Like, if you could... Oh, and you also have to stare meaningfully and look a bit worried. That's also part of it. You've got to stare into
sort
the distance and look vaguely brooding.
Yeah.
You've got smoke coming out of your nose.
You know a lot about this, Josie.
I've done a bit of research.
A hipster prejudice, I'm feeling as well.
Okay, so here's the question I've been posing listeners tonight. And I honestly thought people would support me. I was wrong. I reckon we should subsidise them.
Yeah, nah.
Why not?
No,
yeah,
nah.
But you subsidise your nicotine, you subsidise your patch. Why wouldn't you subsidise this?
I didn't realise it was subsidised. Yeah,
you've still got to regulate the use of it. I mean, because we don't. You're right. Penny's right. We don't know 100% if it's healthy. We know that there could potentially be problems. It's not healthy, but it's not as bad as cigarettes. So, it's still regulated in the sense that you can't buy them if you're under 18, and you can't advertise them. But they can still do advertising at point of sale, and I think that's going to be problematic if kids are coming in and going, actually, this is quite cool. I'd like an oversized ear.
Like thalidomide was a good idea at one point, so we just don't know what this stuff can do.
I do think that science is better now than it was
It does, but as you say, we don't have the research. However, it is definitely better than something that is already legal.
Mm.
So, you know, if cigarettes are going to be legal, then it makes sense to make this legal.
I'm convinced this is a victory for common sense.
Yeah, and it's better, you know, because the thing is about making cigarettes so expensive that it's sparking these robberies.
Yeah.
You know, because I was all for banning them, but when you look at all this sort of stuff happening, you just go, it's just fueling a black market in cigarettes. So this could be another way of
not... That's an argument for legalising everything.
I know. I know that that is true, but you know, we've seen it happening now, like these poor people that are being held up in dairies.
We absolutely do not have time to go down the legalise all drugs argument. Okay, very quickly, Winston Peters is concerned that we're going to start importing cow pets.
Yes.
Now, I'm hoping that he makes this a bottom line.
Well done. You've been saving that up.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Going into government. Yeah, so no increased retirement age, no more immigrants and no foreign poos.
Yeah, I have again looked into the science of this because at first I was like, this is outrageous because there's one thing that I hate is the state of the rivers and lakes in this country. Like, we went for a walk in a lake near Martinborough on the weekend, and our first thought was, is this filled with cow crap before we go wading into it? And that's terrible, that's your first thought. But there are some germs and diseases in New Zealand that attack mushrooms. One is called Trichoderma excessiva or extrema or aggressiva, something like that. Anyway, so if we import the manure of animals that are not infected with this to put on the mushrooms and they won't develop the green mold, that is a massive hazard to them.
Yes.
So, yeah, there's actual science behind this.
Actual science. We are bringing you actual science on News Talk ZB.
It's seventh form chemist tray.
And here you go, guys. Jack, your guest this evening are judgmental fools. I vaped for years. I vaped for a year and a half. It stopped my 13-year cigarette smoke addiction, and I don't look like a hipster. There
I would
you go.
Like to say that Josie was the one who's saying he's a fool.
Yeah,
not
we'll blame Josie on that one. Josie Bagani, Penny Ashton, thank you very much for your time. 7 to 6.
News Talk ZB.